One of our biggest and most successful products we've seen for attorneys is what we call a speak-a-book. It's a tremendous authority piece for attorneys that really allows them to stand apart from their competitors in their marketplace. And there are many reasons why. I'm going to not spill the beans and spoil it myself. I'm going to have Tracy Murda, who's our senior speak-a-book coordinator over at Jacobson Whitehall. And she's been doing this for a number of years. She's personally overseen well over 200 speak-a-books in areas such as estate planning, DUI, criminal defense, auto accident, divorce, intellectual property law, et cetera. Tracy is really well liked by our attorney speak-a-book authors. She makes the process really smooth and easy and helps attorneys that have wanted to write books for years, literally years, sometimes decades, write a professional, ethical, and client-attracting book in a very short period of time. So that's her job there. So I wanted to interview her because she has insights about it. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you. Thanks, Rich. I've been doing speak-a-books here at Jacobson Whitehall for almost, 6-7 years now. So yes, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot through our process and how it's evolved and changed. I've seen a lot of different attorneys and, you know, their goals shift and change over the years. So it's definitely been an interesting ride, and it's one of my passion projects or, you know, things I get to do here at Jacobson Whitehall. So I'm really happy to be here to talk about it.
Yeah, and I've noticed you like it so much. I've even tried to tempt you into other functions within the companies, but you resisted because you love it so much. So why do you like speak-a-book so much? Why do you love this process and this product?
Well, there's a few different reasons, really. I love it for one, because I love to work with attorneys from, you know, the point of view of creating a book that oftentimes these attorneys have been dying to do or wanting to do for, you know, years possibly. And they just, you know, if they're worth their weight, they are busy. They don't have time to sit down and write a book. Or maybe they just don't even have like the vision to do it. You know, it's one thing to think of a great book in your mind. I know I've probably thought of 1,000 things I thought were great books, but for me to sit down and actually put pen to paper and draft that out, it would never happen. And I think a lot of that happens with these attorneys. So it's really fun for me to see their excitement and success that they achieve when they actually do get the speak-a-book process finished. And just really the fact that it honestly takes just a few hours of their time, if even, to do this whole thing and create, you know, a masterpiece is, I think it's phenomenal. I can't believe that this hasn't been done, you know, for 20, 30, 40 years. It blows my mind that, you know, we're doing so great with it. And it's like, where has this been all my life kind of thing?
Well, until, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, there was no such thing as desktop publishing. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to get anything printed, you had to go to a typesetter or a printer. So people had very little control over anything that was printed. And then desktop publishing came in, and that allowed people to create and design and align and print things out on their own printers. So that revolutionized the industry. And then about the same time, or maybe 15 years ago, now the publishing world started opening up with Amazon. You could do self-publishing, and there were more and more venues doing that. So self-publishing became mainstream. Now it really freed people up to not only create their own books, but to publish them themselves on big platforms like Amazon and Kindle and Barnes & Noble, et cetera. So those are some of the factors that really have changed the landscape to make it a million times easier than authors of yesteryear to publish books.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What are some of the reasons you think attorneys want to do the speak-a-books, and then you on why they told you they want to do speak-a-books?
Sure, absolutely. I think it's changed a bit since I started working with Jacobson Whitehall, you know, some years ago. The first clients that I was working with, it was just kind of, you know, a desperation. It was like, I'm doing all this marketing. I don't know what else to do. Sure, this looks great. Let's do a general DUI book, if even, you know, and it was just kind of to try something new as far as marketing does go. Over the years, and especially in the past, probably 6 months to a year here, our attorneys that we're working with are incredibly intelligent, very specialized. They are looking for, you know, not just to have a marketing piece, but to really be an authority, set themselves apart from their competition in the region or across the country, depending on what kind of law they do. The book topics have become very niche down, whereas we used to do a lot of just general criminal defense, for example. Now, you know, we're looking at, I just did one, prepared one last night that was on representing non-U.S. citizens who are facing legal challenges in the United States. You know, those are things that we wouldn't necessarily have been asked to do, you know, several years ago. So they, attorneys are becoming much more, I guess, niched down in what areas they want to practice in and become authorities on. I think that's a huge thing. Are you seeing that as well, Rich?
Yeah, I think it's necessary because the old days of saying, you know, I'm a criminal defense lawyer and just putting out a generic profile and saying I'm aggressive, I'll fight for you. You know, we've been saying that this doesn't work as well, especially recently, but now I think the attorneys are really experiencing it for themselves. So that's why we're getting this niching, because that's where the money is. And without that, there's so much competition nowadays, which everyone knows about. You just can't compete effectively. You can't earn a living you should earn being an attorney anymore, unless you niche at least somewhat. So I think that's why there's this push towards it.
Yeah, and it's almost like we have two different types of attorney clients that come to us wanting to do books, I'm finding. One is, you know, they're already a quote-unquote expert in their field, or they're at the top of their game, and they just have had this idea of writing this book that, you know, yes, they're going to use it as a marketing piece, and they're going to hand it out at conferences. But they also, it's just a personal goal. They want to do a book, to have a book, and that's absolutely fine. I mean, I think that's a huge accomplishment in life. And then we have other attorneys that have been coming out of the woodwork lately who are maybe, you know, they've been doing 4 or 5 different areas of law. And now it's like, okay, again, back to the whole niching, I have to specialize or have to narrow this down a bit. So they are making a pivot or a change in their career to focus now from everything to just family law or just, you know, child custody cases, to bring it down even further. So doing a book, in their hopes, and what I've seen work, is that it is making them stand out, both from an SEO perspective as well as just in the general, you know, marketing scheme and word of mouth. Hey, this guy wrote a book on this. It just, again, it all comes down to that really target marketing and narrowing your practice areas or focus.
Yeah, well, what I see attorneys doing is, you know, they're responding to how people look for attorneys nowadays, which mm-hmm. primarily through the internet. So they're getting their reviews, they have beautiful looking websites, et cetera, but there needs to be more, again, because the web is such a low threshold to get onto the web and to look just as good as the top firms. You need to take it to the next step. So in comes Speakabook to give the attorneys that want an edge in their practice areas.
Absolutely. And it's a tool that, you know, can be used. Obviously, if you just have a book, you know, that's great, but it's not going to get you all the business you want. But it's a great tool that can be used for so many different things. I mean, the way we repurpose it and attorney clients can reuse it in different ways, I think really adds a lot of value to the whole process as well.
Yeah. Any particular anecdotes that attorneys have told you that really were eye-opening for you on what, you know, what the book did for them? We'll stick to, yeah, let's do a couple of that. So, yeah, what are some success stories you have?
I have several attorneys who, you know, again, were, one guy was not well known in his local area for practicing criminal law, which is something he actually really wanted to do and really wanted to build his business on. He was known as the family law and personal injury guy. Well, he does a book and comes out in the area, handing it out on the website at, you know, different speaking engagements, giving it out to other community members. And all of a sudden he was like, wow, just simply doing this book and showing people I wrote this book, they were like, I didn't even know you practice criminal law. Great. I've got this and this and this case. So it's allow those types of attorneys or those looking with those goals to, you know, sort of grab that audience and those clients that they want that maybe, you know, they wouldn't be able to do without saying, hey, look, I'm a published author.
Yeah, you know, that one thing I want to focus in on there. So the type of business that attorney got was referral business. It wasn't just, and that's the type of business that most attorneys, from my experience, it's their favorite. Those are the kind of client, that's the kind of business they want, is ideally they want to get all referral and not have to do this this public-facing marketing. So that's great. That's a big distinction, is that the book allowed them to get the type of clients they wanted from the sources they wanted, not just clients from anywhere.
Well, yeah, and for this particular gentleman, too, I mean, his point, you know, his 99% of his business, of all the areas of law he was practicing, was referral business already. But when he decided to shift and just practice criminal law, he was like, oh my gosh, my business is drying up. I'm not used to this. So now I need to go back out to the same referrals, same people, and say, hey, look it, I actually do, you know, criminal law, and I'm pretty damn good at it. And look at this book I wrote. So it's, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of that comes from getting those good clients that you want, but also tapping those existing resources that you already had.
That's good.
I also had a discussion today with another attorney on, he does really specialized this criminal defense for, you know, individuals who are in the United States, not citizens, for whatever reason, they run into some sort of, you know, legal complications, and he represents them here in the US and deals with, you know, getting them home and the process and back and forth. And I mean, again, it was really specialized. And his comment to me, which I thought was interesting, is, you know, the clients that I'm looking for are not, you know, I don't want to pick them up by putting my face on a bus bench. I don't want to be on the billboards. Those are not clients who need what I do. And that's absolutely right, because he's so niched down in such a specialized kind of law and practice. He needs something that, you know, like this book, that is explainable. And maybe someone's not going to sit down and read the entire thing, but they're going to see that he does this specific type of law. And that'll be come through his website once he has the widget on his website. You know, all of these things that we do, including the book, all kind of come full circle, and they're all, you know, great to be used together.
Other anecdotes, any, you know, how people are using it? I can put one of my own in.
People, well, this is what I say. This is one of my favorite things to tell clients, and I drill it into them every time I speak to a Speakabook client, is that when you are finished with your book, whether you have the physical copies or not, it should be going out to every prospective client that calls. Your staff should be trained on what to say, what to do, extract that contact information from the prospectives, send out this email with the, you know, attachment, if that's what you know, whatever format you're sending it out in, or mail out a copy if you have hard copies. That I think is so huge, and it costs you practically nothing, you know, to do that. So it should be going out with every single prospective client that comes in. Same thing if you're speaking at engagements, anything like that, have copies on hand, hand them out, email them out, whatever you need to do. But this book can be used in so many different ways. And I think that's important too, is, you know, use it on the website for repurposing content, create, you know, video voiceovers with some of the content. It's just, there's so many different things that you're getting with a Speakabook. And that's kind of what I try and drill home to our client.
I have one anecdote. I had helped, you know, an attorney in Florida do a series of books for his firm. He did one on DUI. And then he went to a local bail bondsman and gave him the book. You know, they weren't allowed to preferably say, hire this, but he gave mm-hmm. them books, and they had them on the desk when, you know, clients were coming in. So clients were tending to pick him up and call the attorney. So he was getting some good business that way by working with some referral partners. And they also had an auto accident book. So they worked with a number of body shops and brought books into them and some chiropractors. And again, they didn't make a direct like, oh, you should hire this person, but they had the books on hand and gave them out for free. And that got them auto accident type business as well.
Absolutely. That is huge. I hear those types of, you know, relationships with local businesses. That's really big. One other thing, when you have a finished book, you know, our clients get the book in every format you can dream of, right? So you've got the PDF, you've got the Word doc, you've got all these things. So if there's a slight change in the law, or you want to change an image, et cetera, all you own this content, this is yours. So those things can be easily made, you know, changed. But what we're doing now, and we're getting a lot of, you know, questions on and interest in, and have clients signing up for, is doing our Speakabook Platinum package, where they're creating 3 different books from their existing book by simply changing or adding a chapter in on something else. So one example is, I have a client that I worked with years ago who came back to us and said, you know, I really love this personal injury book I did. It was a general book on just the overview and personal injury law, but I want to create a book that is for rear end collisions, for head on collisions, T-bone, and distracted driving. Okay, those are four similar but different topics. No problem. So what we're doing for him with this new service that we have and offer is we are creating separate chapters that are just simply going to be folded into his original material, covers changed, titles changed, some wording changed, intros changed, and voila, he's got three new books out of the one. So now he's got four books total. He is so ecstatic about getting these four books lined up in his office. So prospective clients coming in will see all these, you know, this nice series that he's done. And I mean, this, I think that's a brilliant idea. And it's such an easy thing to do, to come back to us for. And, you know, we already have that relationship together. I already know what he wants and likes. And same can be done with the new books, you know. Give us one basic topic or whatever you want to focus on, and then we can build three separate books out of that by simply adding a chapter and making some, you know, cosmetic changes, things like that.
Core of each book is the same, and then there's a extra chapter that goes into the mm-hmm. specific practice area subset. So, for instance, for people that do DUI, you know, first-time DUI, you could have a book like that. You could have a book with, you know, second, third, or fourth-time DUI. That's a different one. You could have one with DUI with high BAC or underage or, you know, with injury, et cetera. So same thing for a personal injury. You could have a rear end. You could have a rear end with catastrophic injuries. You could have, you know, if you get into an accident with someone with no insurance, et cetera. So there's a lot of different permutations of each practice area that you can use the same book or set of books to niche down and attract people very specifically. I call this Absolutely. The chicken soup for the soul method, or the, you know, the speaker book platinum. So we're starting Absolutely. To get clients to do that now, and that's working really well.
Yeah. And I think a bonus to that is where I come in is that if you're a past client, we already have that, you know, rapport and relationship. I'm already familiar with your book. I'm going to go back and read it. We're, you know, I'm going to get familiar with the content again. If you're a new client, we're developing, you know, starting from scratch, we're doing the same kind of thing, where we're going to create the core book. And then I will personally walk these, you know, new chapters, so to speak, through and make sure that they're blending in with all of the rest of the material that you have. This is a very important project to me. I love the idea. I think it's amazing value for our clients. And I'm just really excited to see these finished products, which we already have one coming out that I was just talking about with the different T-bone, distracted driving, et cetera. So I'm already familiar with your material.
One thing to answer is for any practice area, will the speaker book work? And then what about speaker book platinum? Is there a practice area you think of this wouldn't work in?
I think the speaker book process works for any client who has the right mindset that, one, they are willing to give me, you know, a couple hours of their time. It helps for clients who have a somewhat clear vision on a general, you know, practice area that they want to hit or what kind of business they need. And then also someone who's good with just a simple deadline and making sure that they're going to show up for that call. Because really after that, it's their hard work. The client's hard work is over once they've done the call or the interview with me. It's just a matter of them, you know, signing off on the edits or proofs once they receive the manuscript. But it just really comes down to someone who wants to get the project done. Not necessarily do you have to have all the time in the world. As far as topics go, no. I mean, that it is completely open-ended. I've done everything from, like I said, really random, you know, IP law that's extreme. I had to do tons of research to even understand what we were talking about. All the way up to, you know, just your general DUIs. Look at, you spliced that down, you know, three or four different ways. So it's no practice area with enough research and enough structuring is off limits as far as the, you know, the platinum package or any speak a book goes, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see anything that we couldn't tackle. Maybe I'm missing something, but I haven't run across it yet.
Practice area needs, it has enough nuance in it. You know, attorneys know this, that, and they could be comforted. Each practice area definitely has enough nuance and permutation in it that it could use at least one book on it, if not multiple.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at what I just explained with the auto accidents. I mean, right there, you've got T-bone, rear end, front end, distracted driving. That's four different types of cases within just auto accidents. You know, that's not even personal injury. So yeah, every practice area can be broken down.
To know family law, there's with kids, without kids, long-term marriage, you know, self-employed, etc. There's, you know, high net worth. There's a lot of permutations in every practice area. So
I just worked on an ebook for someone focused on grandparents' rights. You know, I mean, there's things that we just don't even, you know, generally feel. You could talk to an attorney who specializes in these certain things or works, you know, primarily looking for those types of cases. So every area can, you know, niche down for sure.
About the decision process. So if you're talking to an attorney or an attorney's if an attorney is reading this and they do more than one practice area or even within a given practice area, how can they decide which one deserves a book first?
Well, I had this conversation with an attorney the other day. He practiced two very different areas of law. He called, you know, one area his moneymaker and what he had to do. And then the other area of law was something that he more so dreamed of doing. That was the, you know, his passion projects and his cases that he really loved. So what we decided was, you know, I have to be frank with people sometimes. I said, what's more important right now? Do you need, you know, your bottom line met? Do you need to make money? Or do you want to focus on, you know, your passion? And he said, well, you know, I would love to do what I want to do, but I have to pay the bills. I said, all right, so this is what we're going to do that. We're going to put that aside. All that work that you love to do that doesn't make you a ton of money, we're going to put that aside. Right now, we're going to drum up business by doing this book on, let's just say, criminal defense, for example. And we're going to get you a bunch of criminal defense cases, hopefully, with this book. And we're going to do that. And then when you have the time that you want and you've made, you know, the clients, you've gotten the clients, you've gotten the money, then you can come back and we're going to do your second book, which a lot of people have in mind already. They're already working mentally on a second book before the first one's free. So I personally say, what kind of clients do you want? What areas of business do you want to grow? And then unless it's someone who already is well established, has all the money, then we say, okay, if you just want a book on your shelf, that's a different topic or a different conversation. But for primarily, I say, go for what is going to make you the money first.
If you have, you know, just like in that example, if you do multiple practice areas, maybe you pick the one that has the most competition in it and you really need to stand out in, or probably better is you pick the one that makes you the most money with the type of clients that you enjoy working with most, because if you focus on those and you get more of those, everything else becomes easier with good cash flow.
Right. And with good cash flow comes extra time for you, extra, you know, flexibility as far as taking some of those cases that are practice areas that maybe you want to focus on, but don't have the time or bandwidth to do because you don't have all the money in the world. So yeah, I definitely, I all I can do is advise the Speakable client that from what you're saying to me, this is what it sounds like you, and it's up to them to decide if they want to, you know, focus on criminal defense or if they want to knit down. I always recommend niching down, but if they want to cast a wider net, you know, we can do that too. There's nothing with that Speakable process or with the interview process that we can't do. And that a lot of that comes between my relationship and building with the client themselves. Once we get that initial strategy session done, I oftentimes have a better sense of your personality, what your goals are, what your needs are, and then I can make my recommendations from there.
What common questions do you get once attorneys sign on? Like, do they have any last reservations? Do they have things that maybe aren't obvious when they first contemplate doing this?
I think it's just a matter of when they start this journey with us, or, you know, even before, they have this sense that this is just going to be incredibly overwhelming. And it's, you know, it sounds like such a big thing to create. And I think a lot of people are relieved. I get that a lot. Attorneys are very nervous. A lot of attorneys are very nervous on day of interview. When I get them on the phone, they're like, I don't know how this is going to go. And like, how, you know, am I saying the right things? And when they're finished, there's always a very big sense and sigh of relief. Like, wow, okay, so really you're going to create this book for me out of what we just did? And yep, absolutely. That's what the whole process is about. I find there's certain things that work better for some attorneys versus others. For example, I have some attorneys who will prep and prep and prep and, you know, probably over prep as far as making themselves notes be underneath every question that I send them. Some practically write down the entire book themselves and then speak to me on the phone and we fill in the blanks. I have others who absolutely shoot from the hip, and that's the best kind of writing that they could do because it comes very organically and natural to them. So I always tell attorneys, as far as when I provide you with the outline and questions, what is your natural speaking style? When you're prepping for a presentation or, you know, speaking, do you write everything out that you're going to say, or do you write notes? And we just kind of take it from there. So I absolutely work with clients within their own natural personality to get them ready for the book and ready for the process. And it seems to go much smoother if we kind of follow that versus going against their natural, you know, tendencies and saying, okay, you need to shoot from the hip on all of this, no notes, just sit down and do the recording with me. So I think they're surprised at kind of the flexibility of our program and, you know, how we kind of individualize and customize the experience for everybody.